thank the opportunity for to yet again contribute to and oppose this motion as well. And I just want to comment on what some of the other speakers have said, particularly the Fianna Fáil members, where they outlined the crimes that are committed now at the moment, and that the Special Criminal, only for the Special Criminal Court this shouldn't happen. But the fact is, these crimes are ongoing at the minute, and the Special Criminal Court has been here for 50 years. And these crimes are still ongoing, so obviously the court isn't a deterrent as this happens. And also then Deputy O'Callaghan said that he wasn't aware of any miscarriages of justice and that there, and Deputy Murphy outlined one, and I've given him another one as the case of my own father's case, which was convicted in the Special Criminal Court, and it was overturned by the Court of Appeal, and he was released on foot of that. So there's loads of instances, and there's lots of people who've been convicted in the Special Criminal Court who should never have been convicted in the first place as well, that haven't gone through the benefit of getting a conviction overturned. And I think it's a farce that we are forced to debate and extend these acts year after year. It completely undermines the House, and it completely undermines our justice system to continuously keep working off emergency legislation on a permanent basis. The continued operation of the Special Criminal Court has been widely condemned. The Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission has recommended the abolition of the Special Criminal Court due to the significant human rights and equality concerns associated with it and the Offences Against the State Act. They believe the ordinary courts are adequate to secure the effective administration of justice. The Irish Council for Civil Liberties also outlined human rights issues, as well as constitutional issues in relation to the Offences Against the State Act and the operation of the Special Criminal Court. The right to trial by jury is a fundamental right of every accused person as guaranteed by Article 38(1) of the Constitution. And the Special Criminal Court, however, operates without a jury and is instead composed solely of three judges. This is clearly unconstitutional and creates a situation of inequality before the law. And it actually goes further than that as well, because I know for a fact that lawyers don't actually bother putting the law to the court, because they know that the court is only set up to guarantee convictions, and that there's no point in putting the law there to the court. And that's the reality of the situation. No matter what you say or how you look at each other, that is the reality of it. Everyone should have the right to a trial by jury. There is no reason why people who are tried in Special Criminal Court could not be convicted in ordinary courts. The most recent report by the Minister for Justice states that the primary security threat to the state remains the threat from Republican paramilitary groups, and that these groups continue to focus their efforts primarily on targeting members of the security forces in Northern Ireland. However, earlier this year, the Secretary of State of Northern Ireland himself announced that the Northern Ireland-related terrorism threat level in the north had been lowered. So why then is it necessary to continue extending this legislation year after year? I'm going to wrap up now. There are many ways which we could probably reform our criminal justice system. Unfortunately, in my time as a TD and a member of the Justice Committee, I've seen no real push or commitment to the type of reform needed in this country. We need a comprehensive reform of our justice system and court system. And interestingly, just to finish up and wrap up on this, Chair, if I could, we had a Justice Committee meeting earlier on Monday there on the Communications Retention of Data Amendment Bill. And the one of the aspects of that bill is the definition of security of the state. And there's no actual explanation in the bill of what the security of the state is. And the reason given for that was that because it's in the Offences Against the State Act, and there's no explanation there, so we're not going to put an explanation here. So the security of the state can mean whatever it wants at the time. And so anybody can be brought before the Special Criminal Court to guarantee conviction. Okay. And that's the only reason it's there. Thanks.